Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English-spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. I am Christian, host of this podcast, and will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. But let's start with a look at the market, and it was finally a good week for the Austrian traded index total return, which gained 1.38% to 6,102 points. But in the first part of the week, we saw a sharp fall to 5,807 points, a new low for 2022. The best performers of this week were SBO, 7% up in front of Raiffeisen Bank International, 6% up, and Verbund with 5.5% up. The following stocks performed worst: AT&S and Marinomade with 8% down, and Rosenbauer with 7% down. If we want to take a look at the last 16 of our 12th stock market tournament, look at bursasocial.com/tournament. And now it's time for our absolutely smart colleague, Allison. She has the corporate news in compact form.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 27, Monday. Andritz, Guangxi Changzhilan Forestry Development Company Limited, China, has successfully produced the first fibers with its high-capacity pressurized refining system delivered by Andritz. The new system features a design capacity of 80 BDMTH and is currently the largest of its kind in the world to form part of the largest MDF line. Austrian Post, Österreichische Post, Austrian Post, has launched a new product category called Crypto Stamp Art, CSA. With a conventional crypto stamp, the physical stamp must first be purchased in order to get the digital twin in the Ethereum blockchain, but Crypto Stamp Art focuses on digital collecting. The stamp collection is a modern reinterpretation of the Mercure newspaper stamps from 1851. The associated special stamp block was issued on July 1, 2022. Further, a total of 2,500 CSA mystery boxes, a kind of digital sticker pack, will be unlocked for purchase. In this purely digital box, there are four non-fungible tokens, NFT, whose color values are distributed with different frequencies. The CSA mystery boxes with four NFTs each will be available exclusively on Tokopedia.com from July 22. The price per box is €500. Tuesday, Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz has received the third order from Shandong Canfield Wood Industry Company, Limited, to supply a pressurized refining system to its mill in Shipping County, Liaocheng City, Shandong Province, China. Startup is scheduled for the first quarter of 2023. The state-of-the-art pressurized refining system with innovative sea feeder will process poplar wood chips for production of high-quality fibers for MDF, medium-density fiber board. Zhuang Ruzin, president of Shandong Canfield Wood Industry, says, "We already have two MDF lines with Andritz pressurized refining systems in our mills. They are operating smoothly and enable high fiber quality at lower energy consumption, shorter downtime and less maintenance work ensure high availability and save costs. All in all, good reasons to opt for Andritz once more." Further, Andritz has received an order from Steinbiss Papier GmbH to supply a complete stock preparation line for conventional waste paper and special grades, featuring a capacity from 78 to 200 TD, for its mill in Gluckstadt, Germany. Startup is planned for the end of the first quarter of 2023. Wednesday, Flughafen Wien, Vienna Airport, as announced on June 13, 2022, Airports Group Europe S.A. Grave RL, Airports Group Europe, an indirect subsidiary of IFM Global Infrastructure Fund, IFM GIF acquired additional shares in Vienna Airport, Flughafen Wien AG Gesellschaft, Eisenet 00000 V62, and holds now more than 40.0% in Vienna Airport. Thereafter, in light of the present shareholding and governance situation at Flughafen Wien AG, the Austrian Takeover Commission decided that Airports Group Europe is not obliged to launch a mandatory takeover offer for all remaining shares in the company as the exemption under Section 24(2)(z)(2) Takeover Act applies. Airports Group Europe is therefore pleased to announce that it still intends to make a partial offer pursuant to Sections 4(a) the following of the Takeover Act for approximately 10% of the shares in Vienna Airport. The previously communicated offer price of €33 per share is unchanged. A partial offer for approximately 10% of Vienna Airport is in line with Airports Group Europe's publicly communicated objective of not seeking control of the company. It also reflects public statements made on behalf of the City of Vienna, the province of Lower Austria and the Employee Foundation not to tender any of their shares into an offer. Therefore, Airports Group Europe expects that the partial offer will only be accepted by free-float shareholders. The partial offer remains subject to applicable regulatory approvals. Airports Group Europe will submit its partial offer to the Austrian Takeover Commission within the applicable deadlines. Thursday, Agrana, in the first quarter of the 2022.23 financial year, the 3 months ended May 31, 2022, Agrana, the fruit, starch and sugar company, as expected achieved very significant growth in operating profit, EBIT, from €20.9 million to €51.6 million. The group's revenue rose to €886.3 million, Q1 prior year €705.8 million. Despite a difficult market environment, we are on track in the 2022-23 financial year. We have so far coped well with the challenges of increased market volatility created by the war in Ukraine, notes Agrana Chief Executive Officer Markus Mullison. While the hikes in energy prices weighed on production operations in all business segments, the bottom line was buoyed by a very positive performance in the ethanol business, which contributed to a strong increase in EBIT in the starch segment. Significantly, the sugar segment too, after a prolonged period below break-even, was able to generate positive quarterly EBIT again. In the fruit segment, EBIT expanded thanks particularly to a better performance in the fruit juice concentrate business. Our aim at Agrana is to be a reliable buyer of raw materials from farmers and a stable supplier to our customers. Inflation poses a challenge for every participant in the value chain, and so we first try to exhaust all available efficiencies in our own activities. We only raise sales prices when we are left with no other choice, explains Mullison. UBM Development sold one commercial property and building rights to three properties in Vienna for a total of €39.07 million before the end of June. UBM CEO Thomas G. Winkler, these transactions demonstrate that UBM can still find successful investors, even in difficult times. Following the sale of all 165 condominiums in Siebenbrunnengasse 21, UBM has now successfully sold the adjoining commercial property at Stahlbergasse 26 in Vienna's 5th District. The building has 6,121 meters to the power of 2 of rentable space and an underground garage with space for 130 cars. The sale proceeds totaled €24.5 million, and the buyer is an Austrian family office. UBM CEO Thomas G. Winkler, we have adjusted with these changing times and can now manage them even better. Andritz, international technology group Andritz has received an order from Shenying Paper, Jilin, Company Limited to supply a complete OCC line, including fiber recovery and reject handling system, for its mill near Fuai City, Songjiang, Jilin Province, China. Startup is scheduled for the second quarter of 2023. Wirimpex, real estate developer Wirimpex has acquired the Red Tower office building with a total area of more than 12,000 square meters in the Polish city of Lodz. This is Wirimpex's third investment in Lodz, following the Andels Hotel in Ogrodow office. Franz Dierkowicz, CEO of Wirimpex, for many years we have been watching Lodz develop and attract more and more Polish and foreign companies. With a solid business environment, a highly qualified workforce, and well-developed infrastructure, we see great potential in the local office market. We will actively seek new tenants for the Red Tower, but we also plan to expand the existing co-working space offerings at this location. Friday, Unica, when preparing the closing for the first half of 2022, Unica Insurance Group AG, Unica identified a potential need for impairment of Russian bonds in the amount of €127 million. The impairment concerns Russian government and corporate bonds with an aggregate acquisition cost of 156 million euros that are denominated in euros, US dollars and Russian rubles and are held by Unica and group companies outside Russia. Notwithstanding this impairment, Unica expects to post earnings before taxes in the range of 145 million euros, 165 million for the first half of 2022 based on otherwise good net investment income and solid performance in its car underwriting business. First half of 2021, Euro 216 million OMV, on June 3, 2022, while performing a legally required water pressure test in the finalization phase of the planned OMV Schwechat refinery turnaround, damage occurred to the outer shell of one of the columns of the crude oil distillation unit. Due to optimization measures at a smaller crude distillation unit, the refinery is currently operating at around 20% capacity. OMV has in place both business interruption and property damage insurance for the Schwechat refinery. Customary, market standard deductibles, for property damage and waiting periods, for business interruption apply. The business interruption insurance has a waiting period of 60 days. The property damage deductible is around USD 40 million. OMV expects the total financial impact from the incident to be around Euro 200 million. The impact in June is around Euro 90 million. The refinery is expected to be fully operational and fully utilized again in the second half of Q3/22. RAF, refractory company Rathaktchin Gesellschaft, was placed a promissory note loan in the amount of 40 million euros with maturities of 5 and 7 years. The transaction comprises tranches with both fixed and variable interest rates. The placement was made with institutional investors from Austria and Germany. Rathaktchin Gesellschaft is using the transaction proceeds to refinance upcoming repayments and to secure long-term liquidity. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing.